You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around. Hello and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Raj, and today we're going to talk about how t-shirt printing taught me that I need to focus on the SEO for my website. Sounds kind of crazy, but let me explain. If you don't already know this by now, you're on WDFA, and we actually do custom t-shirt printing, custom apparel, podcasts, videos, you name it, anything marketing related, we can actually do. Now, in the year 2020, when the pandemic actually hit, we kind of did a pivot, and we decided to try to become client independent. So instead of being an agency, we decided we were going to build out websites and service-based businesses online 100% and try to market those businesses to, one, create revenue, and two, build out a portfolio. So when we tell people, try this, do this, you may want to look into this, we're not just telling you a bunch of hypothetical scenarios. We're actually applying this to our businesses and we're creating results. That's what brings us to this t-shirt business. Digital marketing agency that decided to make a pivot in the year 2020. Now, if you've read the news in the last week and a half to 2 weeks, you've noticed that there has been some lawsuits filed against Google and Facebook for kind of trying to carve out the ad market. If you haven't read about it, I definitely would do it. Basically, what the lawsuit accuses both parties of is creating an unfair environment when it comes to the distribution and availability of ads online. If you don't know, most people do everything online now. So that's why this is huge and it's important. But it's interesting that this came out the same time that I was kind of realizing something on my own independently. Working in the digital marketing business, we know how important SEO is. But when you start doing that SEO to create sales for your own digital properties, you look at things a little bit different. And while we've always looked at keywords for our customers and kind of deviated good results for them and told them what words they should buy further, we never really got true sales data from our customers. And we understand that because why would anybody want to give credit to 40% of their business to one entity? We totally get that. So we never really pushed hard. But now that we own the properties, we can actually see the data a little bit further and understand what is truly creating these sales. And here's something interesting that happened the same time that article came out. We started noticing that a lot of our sales were tied to businesses like Yelp, platforms where we were paying for advertisements. And there seemed to be some sort of a disconnect in terms of, in theory, if I spend more money with Yelp, I should make more money, correct? That doesn't necessarily happen. It seems pretty consistent in terms of if I spend $1,500 or $2,000, the sales don't necessarily change that much. But the weird thing is that the demand, when you look at Google Trends, shows something different. Why am I bringing up Google and Yelp? Well, just like Google and Facebook, here's a hypothesis that I have that got me to realize while doing t-shirt printing that I need to do SEO for my own website. When I started looking at organic keywords a little bit deeper, I realized that, number one, there was another set of keywords that were optimized or better converting words for my business than they were not. Here's something crazy that happened. When I looked through my Google reports, I saw those same words. Or I'm sorry, when I looked through my Yelp reports, I saw the same thing in terms of the keywords. Same keywords, both places. And guess who was the number one search result for those keywords on Google? It wasn't one of my competitors locally. It was Yelp. Then I thought this couldn't be. So I looked at the next custom keyword that I should be using for my business for SEO. Guess who was at the top result of that page? Then I did it for the third keyword that I'm targeting. And I realized that the number one website on all of the top performing keywords was Yelp. So Yelp, big tech, Google, big tech, they all know how tech works, and that's great. But for small businesses, they don't. They have to go spend thousands and thousands of dollars to kind of get into a field of fairness or even being competitive. Because if the way pay-per-click keeps working, eventually we're going to price out the little guys. Pay-per-click is based off of auctions. It's real-time bidding. I mean, that's long-term, paid ads will kill small business if you really think about it. Eventually, the ads will get so expensive that a small business owner will not be able to afford it, or there'll be so many businesses vying for the same traffic and paying a premium for it that it's going to cause the collapse of the smallest businesses in an industry. That brings me to how t-shirt printing taught me that I need to focus on SEO for my website. SEO is hard. It's difficult. There's things you have to worry about. Here's four things I would worry about if I were you right now, if you've never focused on your SEO. Page speed. It's the most important. Good content. An easy navigatable website. And page speed. Yes, I know I said page speed twice. But before you figure out the SEO keywords and so forth, you need to go use Google Lighthouse on Chrome. Or use PageSpeed as a URL. Just type it into Google and it'll pop up as the first result. And you need to see what your PageSpeed is for mobile. Desktop, you'll probably be fine. Mobile, though, you need to fix that because something like 60 to 70% of all traffic is now mobile. And if your PageSpeed is not good, you won't get served at the top of the results. As I sat down and I kind of came to this realization, I decided I was going to do more for my own organic SEO. I still work with Yelp. I love Yelp. They have a great product. I need that product and I need that service. But I also realized for long-term longevity, the game for a small business is not pay-per-click. You'll never survive long-term. It has to be organic. So as you sit down and you go, how do I create organic outside of the four things or three things that I just told you? Here's the other thing. You have to be very consistent with your content. Create relevant content. That's what I'm doing right now. The title of this podcast is How T-Shirt Printing Taught Me That I Need to Focus on SEO for My Website. Believe it or not, I'm going to optimize this podcast to t-shirt printing, not even SEO for my website. Because t-shirt printing is the words that I want on my website. That fits and suits my strategy. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to WDFA to help you out. We will help your website get to page one on mobile and desktop, and we'll print you a t-shirt while we're at it. But if you want to take on big tech and last a longer time in business, you need to start focusing on search engine optimization right now. And ladies and gentlemen, that's how t-shirt printing taught me that I need to focus on SEO for my website. My name is Raj, and I'll see you next time.